Chapter 6. Now I'll speak about baptism. Elders, priests, and teachers were baptized, and they weren't baptized unless they produced suitable evidence that they were worthy of it. They didn't receive any for baptism unless they came forward with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and testified to the congregation that they had truly repented of all their sins. No one was received for baptism unless they took upon themselves the name of Christ, having made up their minds to serve Him to the end. After they had been received for baptism and were influenced and cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost, they were included as being part of Christ's congregation, and their names were taken down so they could be remembered and fed by the good word of God to keep them on the right way, and to always keep them vigilant in a state of prayer, relying exclusively on the merits of Christ, who was the author and finisher of their faith. The congregation met together often to fast, pray, and speak with each other about the well-being of their souls, and they met together often to partake of bread and wine in remembrance of the Lord Jesus. They were vigilant in making sure there was no iniquity among them. And whoever was found to commit iniquity, and three congregation witnesses gave testimony against them before the elders, and if they didn't repent or confess, their names were erased, and they weren't included as belonging to Christ's people. But as often as they repented and asked for forgiveness with real intent, they were forgiven. Their meetings were conducted by the congregation according to the operation of the Spirit and by the power of the Holy Ghost. They would do as the Holy Ghost inspired them, whether it was to preach, admonish, pray, humbly petition, or sing. That's what they would do.